Three, two, one. Hello and welcome to Create Now. We're doing a little bit of music right now. We're doing some keyboard and I hope you enjoy. We're here with a very special guest, Mr. Boogie. So, you're in for a treat. You're in for an absolute pile of shenanigans. What do we have today, Dr. Boogie?
So, we got prelude number 6 in D minor.
No bother.
What we got really is I'm going to give this a shot and see what I do. It's a very,
Lovely.
It's a kind of interesting. Might have to take this off.
Yeah.
I'll just.
If I can hold that laptop for you or something if you want.
So what I'm going to do. What I'm going to do is I'm going to use what we call our muscle memory. You know, muscle memory. What's muscle memory? So muscle memory is more like the unconscious memory.
Okay.
It's the stuff you don't do. You can't learn it off by heart. It has to come natural to you.
Mm-hmm.
So when you learn how to ride a bike and you haven't ridden a bike for years and you go back and you ride it as if you've been riding it for years, what makes you do that? It's your muscle memory.
Nice one.
Have you ever heard like people use the whole cliche about stuff? It's okay. It's a bit like learning how to ride a bike. You don't actually forget it.
Yeah.
So that's what they mean by muscle memory. So basically what we have here is a ridiculously, what seems like a very, very complicated piece of music in front of me. Mm-hmm. This is Bach. Now, his stuff is ridiculously crazy.
Yeah.
Now, it looks crazy. Now, I haven't been practicing. I haven't been played through this. So I'm going to kind of give you an exercise on muscle memory and how I would use this and how I would use it quickly. So my approach to look at this just looks like a bunch of notes all over the place. But you know what the definition of music is?
Organized sound.
Oh, yeah. So that
organized
means
noise.
So there has to be some sort of like organized approach to all this is going on. So I kind of like to take a look at the bigger picture. I don't look at every single note.
Right.
I look at clusters of them. So like clusters of three. They sound like chords and arpeggios to me.
Right.
That sounds arpeggio. This is arpeggio. So I see them. Okay, these arpeggios. So that's the first thing I would do.
Yeah.
And then if I went to go and, let's say, practice some of this, I'm looking at the left hand. If you see the left hand here, do you see the way they're all pretty much the same going across this certain part here?
Right, it's a lot more simple than the lead line, the right.
Exactly, yeah. So take as much learning out of it as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on as little as possible. You want to narrow your focus down just to the details. You want to get straight to the bone.
Right.
Get through all the flesh, through the bone. So I know for the left hand, I'm going to go through the left hand really quickly. This all the same. D, D, G. That's called the circle. Oh, I'm using the circle of fifths back and forth.
Alright.
Circle of fifths, up a fourth, down a fifth. Okay, now I know what I'm doing there, so I'm just going to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I didn't even have to look at that.
And that appears in a lot of different songs, doesn't it?
Exactly,
so
yeah.
You probably know that from before.
So believe it or not, you already learned some of this before you even started.
That's handy.
So you already, there's previous knowledge that you're now going to use, stored in your muscle memory,
yeah,
that you're now going to apply to this. So that's the first example. So starting off, however long that's going to go on for, up a fourth, down a fifth.
So that's something you'd normally do with students, is it left hand first, if it's easier? Or
usually, yeah.
Usually
yeah. And depending on the level, I might just say, okay. Sometimes I might look at notes. Usually what I do with absolute beginners or ones who take a while, who don't have enough knowledge of the theories, I would just show them the exact notes where they are. And then I might analyse, well, I'll let them play around, get comfortable physically with it. And then I'll explain a little bit more what it is. Like rather than see a bunch of notes, just see it as a chord or as an octave. It's like, there you go, octave. Space to a line, an octave, or in this case, line to a space is an octave leap.
Mm-hmm.
But for more advanced students, it's actually more advantageous here because I can explain to them as I'm using both my visual and my hearing. I'm using two things mixed together.
Yeah.
And my muscle memory on previous knowledge. Chances are, if you are watching this lesson, you probably might have. But let's do, before I even touch that, I'm gonna do an experiment on you.
Oh, okay.
So this is gonna involve like a, you could even tap your foot for this.
Okay.
Just like. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna do it like a clap. I'm gonna play a little bit about three times, and then after that you have to basically tap the rhythm. Like for example, if I go. For example, so I'm gonna play a little something three times, and then you have to try and tap back what you remember. So. Do it again and again. There you go. Now what I'm gonna do that again. I'm gonna add on another note.
Oh no.
Nice. And this one. I'll do it again. I missed a note. Nice, I'm gonna go even further this time.
Oh no.
Great, see, the first bit, I bet you're not even thinking about it, the first three notes, are you?
Yeah.
There you go, it's muscle memory.
Muscle memory.
So if we keep going.
Oh no, I'm gone. Downward sequence.
You're so close. So now at this stage, this is where this is the power. That's okay, because I was hoping that would happen.
Yeah,
that's meant to happen. Now we'll go on to the second phase. So the first phase is to do what we call like muscle exercise. It's just like doing stretches and pee like that or anything like that. But here in this case, what you're actually doing is, so I'm going to do the I'm going to ignore that last bit, and I'm going to play just the first bit a couple of times. And again, the bit you don't really have to think about. So try that bit, just that much. Ba, 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 ba. Nice, no problem to you. Now, I'm going to play through this again. You're going to hear it, but just listen out for the next bit. Let your subconscious absorb this stuff in, the first bit. But let you consciously focus on the next bit. Don't worry about this bit. Keep focusing on the fast bit that's going to happen. There's that fast bin. So I'll do it again. Go for it. So close, that was good. So you're gonna do, so. Slow, slow, fast, fast, fast. Think of slow, slow. There you go. So I'll do all that again. There you go, you have it. I bet you're not even thinking about those first three or four notes at all. And the further you go, the more you start to think. But you don't think early on, do you?
Nope.
And you just do it again.
Brilliant.
Go for it.
Oh shit.
Great, now that's becoming muscle memory. Now, I'm going to do all of that and then add on the next bit, which is just again, so.
So downward sequence at the
end. At the, oh, after all of that. There you go. Got it. You got that downward. You got that rhythm. We're most interested in that rhythm. But do you see the way you said downward sequence?
Yeah. Kill this.
But you weren't even thinking about. You didn't. You didn't discuss anything else in that. You were only discussing the bit that was not part of the muscle memory, which was the downward sequence.
Yeah.
So that's what muscle memory is. So now, give it a second. Reboot. Give it 30 seconds.
Charging. The battery is charging. All systems are go. Vegan Steven music. Merch down below.
And now we're going to try it again. Just that much. There you go. You have it. So that's muscle memory. I bet you weren't even thinking about the... Up until the fast bit, I bet you weren't even thinking about that, were you?
No.
guess what? What's doing it for you? Your subconscious.
Yeah.
Your muscle memory kicked in at that stage. So that's just kind of like a fast version. So I'm going to play a little bit of that, and I'm going to kind of show you. I'm going to kind of do a similar approach to that. So I'm going to try it again and see if I do any better this time, but I don't know. I slipped up quite a few times.
In case anyone can't see this, could you tilt this keyboard up? This is like a miniature keyboard Dr. Boogie's playing on. It's like a quarter of the size of a normal keyboard, so he's not used to doing this.
So now this time I'm going to focus on... Now, I'm going to discuss the situation here. My left hand is mostly the same. Now, what I did think about is...
Left hand's bass left.
And then you got your circle of down a... down a fifth, up a fourth, down a fifth.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I need to remember. So I'm going to kind of focus on the right hand. It's D minor. So I'm just going to have a look at... C sharp diminished, back to D. So I'm going to try that much, a little bit slower. So I'm going to do that again. Now, I was thinking about the left hand as well. I'm not going to think about the left hand at all.
Right.
Subconscious, here we go.
So tight.
So I do that bit just by thinking about I didn't think about the left hand. It was just there, percussive, rhythmically helping me out. That's my subconscious.
Easy.
When your subconscious and your conscious mix together, they usually have very good interactions, unless one gives you nightmares, which it can do. But if you work with it, it's nice to you. It's very moody, your subconscious, but it can be nice to you. But in this case, it's always nice. So I'm going to try that again, just to kind of build up my muscle memory. What's really interesting is I'm going to analyze those chords and then play it faster.
Damn.
So D minor,
oops,
G minor, diminished. There you go.
Back to D minor.
Okay, now I'm going to try that. And there you go. That's that kind of bit. That's what you do.
You're a session master.
You have to see it basically in clusters, and keep as you want to bring, you'll have a lot of things to focus on, but then do them individually. Let your subconscious, let your muscle memory bring it all together. And now the next bit, that's my first bit done. Now I'm going to go on to the next bit. So this bit now, left hand down a fifth, up a fourth, there you go. Now I'm just going to look at my right hand separately. Inversion. Oh, it's G minor again.
Arpeggios, are they?
Yeah, all arpeggios. There you go.
Lovely.
Play them together. Oh, and it follows the left hand. Oh, I didn't know that.
Handy.
So it's same arpeggios, different inversions. So then I do that much. It's like, okay, now anything else I can look deeper? You got two different inversions of this one. Stay on G minor. G minor is just one position.
Right.
I got two positions, and then I got two positions of C. I have to go down to two different places on my fingers, and then stay on F. So the order of sequence is two inversions, two positions of D minor.
Yeah.
Stay on G, and it's actually the same throughout. And then two versions of C, moving only in the right hand. And then, first time I took, I just kind of scraped through. So I'm going to try it again this way, with that new knowledge that I have. I'm not thinking like rote learning, I'm thinking what I understand already. Taking what I already know into something that I don't know. And see what happens. Wow, big difference already.
Gorgeous.
So already I know that. Oh, so I'm going to do it faster, see if it works. So what I did was, when I started off, I just saw it as moving all over the piano. Then I realized the pattern was change position, same position, change position, same position. That was it.
Yeah.
And that's how, and I could do even faster, maybe. There you go. There you, that's how you do it. It saves you so much time. Now you do that for a few minutes and then you relax, take a break. So then I'm going to try the begin. Now I haven't done this in a while, so I'm going to look at that again. See what I remember. See what I already remember. That's how you, that's how, that's a good way of kind of analyzing stuff. If you understand, the more you understand, the more knowledge you have, the easier it's going to be.
Yeah,
it's all about accumulating knowledge. And so with music, what you should do is take out, when you're learning something, learn the parts individually. So, do you know, like a choir?
Yeah,
they always learn their parts S-A-B, individually.
Yeah.
SATB, for example. Yeah. And then they bring it together. And then you usually say, now just focus on your parts, let all the other background noise do its own thing. You focus on your entries, focus on your parts, focus on your patterns, sequences of events in timed order, and you have it. So that's, and then if you know whatever music theory you have, you can recognise, put it in, apply it full on if you can. Because now I'm going to not look at that and play.
Damn.
I'm going to completely turn away from the, because this is muscle memory. This is where muscle memory comes into it. There you go, you have it there. Just by knowing, just by already, when it becomes muscle memory, guess what happened that time? For most of it, I didn't even, for the first bit, I didn't even think about it at all.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even think about the theory that I just was mentioning there.
Yeah.
I literally, it just became natural to me. Do you know what that was? It's your subconscious absorbing it for you.
Thank fuck.
Thank fuck indeed. Because I couldn't do that by myself without it. Otherwise, I'd have to keep thinking of this every time.
Yeah.
So then that's where your muscle memory is, it becomes like breathing. So I did a learning process and then I stopped for a while. I rebooted my brain and then I went back to it as well. So that's, so do you remember that clapping we were doing earlier?
Mm-hmm.
Should I try it on you again? See if this works. I'll see if that works. So this is it's just basically all about muscle memory. I think it's such a great thing to have, or at least something, it's called an innate ability.
Innate ability, lovely.
So innate means like you already have it within you. It's in every one of us. We all have muscle memory because we can breathe, we know how to walk. At one stage we were taught how to walk. But we don't even remember how we learned how to walk, for most of us. We just do it automatically. And that's muscle memory. Blinking is muscle memory. So I'm gonna try this, you might remember this. Now think of down a sequence. Remember that bit. There you go. There you go. That take too much thinking.
The less thinking the better.
Exactly. So that's exactly how I kind of pulled that off. Just by doing, you just take a tiny bit. So basically take any piece of music at all. Obviously, if you're kind of new to, it depends on your level. If you're new to the instrument, do it very, very, very slowly.
Yeah.
Learn the instrument first. There are obviously stages you have to go through to get to be able to do it anywhere as possible. So kind of know your instrument inside and out. We'll hopefully do a little bit more work on in terms of that, how to kind of use muscle memory in terms of all to learn your instrument.
Mm-hmm.
I suggest use the sharp and flat keys, which are up here.
Oh yeah,
the red key. These are a game changer, these keys. If I want to find C, for example, quickly.
Yeah.
I don't actually look, because see the way they all look. These ones look exactly the same.
Yeah.
So I know, I don't actually look for this. I look for that, because you see these are divided into groups with a gap in between.
Yeah.
So I use those gaps to help me find my way around
mm-hmm.
quickly. So if I want to go to the C. I'm looking at this.
So you're looking for the pattern of 2 and 3 on the black key. keys.
Exactly, yeah. So it's all about recognizing. If I was just looking at this.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to look at this. I'm going to try it again. Now this time, I'm going to look for that, this one here.
The first one of the black three keys.
Yeah, I'm going to keep my eye on that and see what muscle memory knows. There you go. Now I'm going to try it again. All by using your kind of muscle memory and focusing on the black keys as well.
Whoa.
Just to find my way around there as well.
Yeah.
Do you want to try it? Shall we? We'll try it on you. You're going to be my expert. So all I'm going to get you to do is go do a C arpeggio. So we can do... Cool. Now this time what you're going to do, you're going to try go for C, E, G, like
I'll
that.
I'll just jump up the octave.
Yeah. There you go. Nice. Now try this. So go 1, 2... Like that. So every time you go up, go to the middle one.
Oh, and change. Huh?
Yeah, and then you can now here's the gap. That's good. Yeah. That's good. And then the gap is. You see that? See this here?
Yeah.
When you get to here, you just actually just in case people didn't see what happened. When I got to this bit, the way I differentiate between the B and the C is these guys.
Mm-hmm.
This B is in, I group these white notes with these black notes,
yeah.
And I group these three white notes with these guys. So I put this into this group here, into this bracket,
mm-hmm.
and this into this bracket, and that way I know where the boundaries of each bracket is. So when I go again, this bracket,
mm-hmm.
I know that bracket. There you go, so that's in that bracket. There you go, and then you're in that previous bracket. There you go. Brilliant. Wow.
Pat myself in the back there for that. Yeah.
See, you just got through that. You got through that Dixie quite there. And then, muscle memory, you try it again. So focus on those black keys. Wow, I'm impressed. That was good.
And check this out. Oh wait, is that button? That's the arpeggiator.
Man, that's muscle memory built in. That's like muscle memory. It's like a machine built in muscle memory. I tell you what, your muscle. That's very interesting. You did that. The muscle memory literally becomes like.
That's the button. Yeah, the arpeggio. That's the speed. Yeah.
Cool. But that's so cool, like going on synths and keyboards, you have like preset settings and all that with certain things. It's like a memory bank. Some of them, one of my old keyboards, actually called a memory bank. My brain's is the same thing as well. So when you were doing that clapping and I was playing that piece on that mm-hmm. computer, I was literally just building up a memory bank. And I was literally taking what I knew, storing my knowledge, taking it all out of the cupboard and looking at it. Everything I knew, and then kind of sticking it together like a jigsaw puzzle, and just playing away. So the less I need to focus on, the better. So what this by looking at these black keys here, it stops you from having to focus too much where these white keys are. I mean, you could get there by looking at that, but it'll take a lot longer.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, for everyone. But if you look at these, you got something to associate it with. So it's all about relative to where everything is, and then. When it goes from relative, without you realising it, you just play it. Have you ever noticed the transition between relative and when you know it?
No.
That's where your muscle memory comes into it.
Yeah.
And that's how it subconsciously comes into it. If you don't feel the transition at all, it feels like a light switch because you don't even know it happened. It's like you don't even know when you fall asleep, that bit between awake and sleep most of the time. It just happens. That's your muscle memory. Taking over right there. So if you did that clapping bit, do you remember how you learned?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that first bit there that you did? You probably don't remember learning that, do you? To the fullest extent. You were just thinking about the later bits.
So
that's how, just to have that kind of knowledge, that's how your muscle memory works.
Yeah.
So take your time with everything. repeat it a few times, take a little break, do it in small bursts. Whatever knowledge you have, try to absorb as much information as you can, but focus on the task at hand, focus on one thing at a time, even if you have lots of things in. A lot of the people might say, oh, I got multitasking, like how the hell do people multitask and do so many one things at once?
Yeah.
Well, are they thinking about all those things that they're doing?
Ooh.
No, they're probably thinking about the most important thing, yet the others have been done automatically.
Yeah.
They might just be thinking on one task. Yeah. So you could have like four lines of that music playing different melodies. Ultimately, you'll only be thinking about one. Eventually, you won't think about any of them. And that's how muscle memory and music are just... they go hand in hand. With anything, really, it becomes like breathing after a while.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's certain stages that you have to go through. For example, your... let's say, certain fingers, which are going to be a little bit weak when you're starting off.
Yeah.
You need to kind of exercise those as well. Keep exercising. That's more like a physical workout. But your mental workout as well. Do get someone to do that clapping game. Get someone to do those things... clapping, or even what you could even do is you could go online and like do a clapping test, or listen to a rhythmic exercise, listen to it, and listen to like classical music as well, and keep listening to the same composers over and over again. Do you know why? Because they have certain things that seem to appear in different music. If you notice, even with pop music, certain composers, they have very distinct rhythms, distinct hooks and things like that, which are similar in a lot of their songs.
Yeah.
You will, without realising, be able to go back and hear a rhythm and associate it with maybe a certain song, and you can clap away.
Yeah.
And that is how you get your muscle memory. It's just by listening to this, a certain spectrum. Keep listening to the similar stuff. Don't go listen to like REM, then Chopin, then Stravinsky, because they're completely different.
Right.
They're so different. But you could mix in maybe Schubert and Mozart, for example. Because they're quite similar.
Yeah.
They are very much alike. Even Beethoven as well, from a certain period. Mm. Bach, Johann Sebastian Bach, maybe not, because he comes from an earlier period of classical music. He has a very distinct way of doing things. He's very kind of fugal, lots of different melodies.
Right.
So he's very distinct. So listen to a few Baroque music as well. Listen to that and try clap that. You'll notice distinct rhythms come out of it.
Yeah.
And same with classical music, there's very distinct sections, and just keep listening to it over and over again, and then clap the rhythm. It'll all become muscle memory, and without realizing it, you're going to accumulate all the knowledge that you could want.
Yeah.
And that's what I would have done with that kind of stuff. So in a future lesson, I'm going to try and tackle a Stravinsky piece of something that is just completely off the wall that I have no knowledge of. And I'll bring
absolute madman.
And that we're going to just basically go from scratch. I'm going to go with you. I'm not going to be just a teacher, but I'm going to be a teacher and student at the same time.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say, okay, how do I tackle this bugger on? Because Stravinsky is completely off the wall. It's dissonant. It's just like... just really... I don't even know what I'm playing, but it's just really crazy, crazy stuff. But I'm going to try and use everything that I know, and I'm going to put it into practice. That'll be the next time.
Brilliant. All right, we'll leave it there.
Super. So shall I do a quick roundup on what we did? So
Lovely. Today's
really was all about muscle memory.
Mm-hmm.
How to utilize your muscle memory. I'd recommend spouts of 10 minutes. Maybe do it for the same amount of time you'd probably do physical exercise. Anywhere between half an hour to an hour a day.
Or never.
Yeah.
Alright, is it a vocoder?
Never.
Not working? Alright, okay.
It's not working.
It's just not working. Never.
Never. Never. Never. This is my muscle memory speaking. This is your... I am your subconscious.
I am your subconscious. Listen to fucking listen to everything I say. I am going to take over your brain. And you are not getting back.
There you are. You heard it here first.
Muscle memory. Have it out your door every day. I'm gonna come and get you. I'm gonna need your bed.
Fucking hell. So, 10 minutes every day.
Yeah.
No, 10 minute bursts.
Maybe what I was suggesting, if you're starting out half an hour a day and then, but in spouts of 10 minutes, take a break in between. So
yeah,
you do 10 minutes, 5 minute break, another 10 minutes, 5 minutes, another 10 minutes, you're done.
Mm.
But do it kind of in a consistent order. Don't do 10 minutes, hour, 10 minutes, 3 minutes, 10 minutes.
Oh,
do
shit.
10 minutes, then 5 minute break, 10 minute, 5 minute, 10 minute, done.
Preferably in the morning, like.
Any time, whichever time of day, but preferably at a time that you're not going to be distracted. Or don't do it like if you've had a really hard day at work or something like that. You're tired out.
Take that day off.
If you can, or if you can do it beforehand as well.
Yeah.
Even pick certain days to do it, and you can stick to it. Keep it very routine. That's how muscle memory works. It's on routine and repeating stuff over and over again.
Yeah.
It's the same, repeating the same things, and then just acquiring a little bit of knowledge elsewhere at the same time, and then bringing that into the mix.
Brilliant. All right, cool. Thanks very much. Dr. Boogie, yeah. You did it again. Over and out.